I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, Iron Man 3 is about to open next week in the United States and, for once, day and date, in China. And that is not a common occurrence, but what they see in China won't be exactly the same as what audiences in the United States will see.
Yeah, when this movie was first announced, there was a lot of publicity around its being not quite a co-production, but a collaboration between Marvel Studios and DMG Entertainment, which is a China-based company. I don't think it was ever promised to be a pure co-production, which it did not turn out to be. But there was going to be Chinese elements, purportedly, in both versions of the film, and that turned out not to be the case.
You know, when we talk about a co-production, we're talking about a film that the Chinese would invest in. And there's a huge incentive for U.S. studios to get that status. It's not so easy. Iron Man was initially announced as a co-production by the Chinese investor, and it isn't. The benefits are that you get better treatment in the Chinese marketplace. You'd get prime positioning, as this movie is getting, this opening, which minimizes piracy and less competition, all these things that are good. You get a much better cut of the box office, which is smaller in China than it is in other foreign markets. And you don't have to worry about the quota system. So all those things make it desirable. But as they found with Iron Man 3, it's not so simple as just casting a couple of Chinese roles.
Yeah, I think the idea was that this would be a pure international co-production. And it didn't turn out that way. In fact, we at the LA Times did an interview with Kevin Feige, who's the president of Marvel Studios and a producer of the film, who described the Chinese elements, and I'm quoting him now, as, quote, a very minor extra storyline, unquote. And Shane Black, who directed the film, said he didn't even go to China to direct these sequences. And it sounds almost as if they were kind of forced at the point of a bayonet to add to the film. It's very minor. Chinese audiences will see this footage, but that footage will probably never be seen in America. And Kevin Feige said not even on the DVD when it's released in the States later.
Yeah, it shows how attractive the Chinese market is. It's the second biggest market after the U.S. now. It's expected to pass the U.S. by 2020 at the latest. All of these studios, we just see Paramount coming in with Transformers 4. You know, studios are having a very hard time finding financing now. And China, there's a pile of money to be had. But getting your hands on it is really hard. I think in the case of Paramount, you see, you know, what they're saying with Transformers 4 is reduced expectations. They have a Chinese investor. They're going to cast Chinese talent for part of the movie. And they're just hoping it will play well in China. But they are not saying we expect it to be a co-production and get this little bag of goodies that you get if you get that status.
Yeah, Paramount is doing something very interesting with Transformers 4. They're staging this reality show in China where they're going to pick two professional and two amateur actors to be in the sequel. The idea is not only create some awareness about the sequel in China, but maybe kind of tip the scales in its favor when it comes to being certified as a co-production. But again, you know, whatever happens in China is not always clean and predictable. We talked about Django Unchained, which was cleared for release in China, and the Chinese censors decided like minutes into the screenings that it really wasn't appropriate and quickly pulled it from theaters there.
Yeah, and the large question is, what does China really want? And a lot of people in the film industry here are starting to believe that what they're doing with these co-productions is figuring out how Hollywood works so they can build their own version and hopefully have movies that will play to a global audience the way Hollywood movies do.
When China figures out how Hollywood works, maybe they'll tell us.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Kim.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.